This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. On this Saturday morning, Easter weekend, I'm Captain Mickey Eastman producing the Outdoor Show. Is Jace, our sponsors today. We have Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, the Belleville Meat Market, the Coastal Conservation Association, CCA Star Tournament, Liquid Shield, Boyd's One Stop, and Mainstream Marketing. All right. Looking at weather. Excuse me. It's 74 down on the island in Galveston this morning. Cloudy and windy today. High of 79. Southeast winds 20 to 30 with higher gust. And tonight, cloudy and windy. 74 for a low. Southeast 20 to 30. Higher wind gust possible. For tomorrow, showers early, mainly sunny skies later in the day as air moves in on gusty breezes. High of 79, south-southeast, 20 to 30. Rain chance about 50% with higher wind gusts possible. Goodness. Pretty much, it's like a broken record. Unreal. All right, looking at tides for today. These are Galveston Channel tide predictions. All right, we have two of them. We have a low that occurred at 2:31 a.m. this morning. It was an 0.0. We have a high coming up at 12:49 p.m., a 1.5. All right, sunrise is 6:48 a.m., sunset 7:48 p.m., and our moon phase is 73% on the backside of that full moon. And looking at winds around the up and down the coast, it's breezy. No doubt, it's pretty much sustained 24 at the North Jetty. Pretty much the same at San Luis Pass, 19 at Eagle Point, 22 at the old rollover site, south-southeast, and 19 at Morgan's Point. So it is breezy. If you liked yesterday, you'll love today. So pretty much the same kind of a weather rut we're in. Anyway, well, let's move on over east of town now. Let's go over and check in with Bill Watkins this morning. I'm sure it's calm and beautiful over there. Bill, good morning. What's up?
Well, the wind is honking over here. It's yes, laying sir. The cane over.
I bet it is.
Shoot, yeah. We fished yesterday, and water was pretty ugly, and I think we caught about 30 trout and threw back at least half of them. Mm. I think we wound up with about 15 and several pretty good trout, but I couldn't get to where I really needed to be, you know.
Right.
It was just blowing so hard down there on the ship channel. I knew there was fish down there, but I had to fish the lake. So it was just, you know. Anyway, 15 trout and a flounder. And I lost another good flounder. Lost a redfish that was probably oversized. Right. Snapped the line just bigger than Dallas. But we were plagued with small trout yesterday.
Yeah.
12 and a half and 12 and three quarter inch pencils.
But man, where'd all those come from?
Yeah, I don't know.
They've been kind of quiet lately. You know, we were talking about 6 or 8 months ago, but now they're all of a sudden you run into some more. Boy, new crops coming up, buddy.
Hey, yeah.
More
and,
crops.
You know, in a couple of months, they'll be big enough to keep on the Louisiana side and take a little bit longer for the Texas side. They probably grow out about 3 inches, in the second year. I figure they probably
Yeah, they grow pretty quick. 15. You know, they get up to 12 their first year.
Yeah, that's what they say. And so I figure another 3 inches on top of that would be, you know, right there. But at least they're out there. And there's some better fish down in the channel, but boy, that wind yesterday, I don't know where I could have fished. I had to get behind that. And that wind was like southwest. It was just raking down the shoreline and making it very difficult. At first, it was only about 18 mm-hmm. to 20. And then beyond that, we had a couple of gusts that I know exceeded 35.
Oh, easily, yeah.
Oh, shoot, man. It was just like it was ripping my hat off my head. I couldn't hardly keep it on. But, you know, if you persevere, you can catch.
True.
And, I'm still on white. I haven't resorted to that bright lime truce, yellow-looking color. Mm-hmm. I haven't resorted to that yet, but it's time. I might as well throw that. I think the water would actually clear up if the wind was not so bad. You know, there's still some fresh water coming down the Neches River, but it's not, I don't think it's that bad because I was looking at the ship channel going up to the north around Pleasure Island on the west side, mm-hmm. coming back home, and I could see that it was way darker colored than it had been.
Right.
It wasn't that coffee with cream. So I'm thinking, hey, everything is just about to gel. We just need the wind to slow down just a little, and then it'll all come together. Just have to wait it out a little bit longer.
Yeah. I had a little squirt of fresh water come in the back of my bay, and it river's gone back, you know, the dam releases down now, and we'll flow that out. That's just a little hiccup of fresh water for about a week. It'll mess things up, you know, all the way back, but all it'll do is push some more fish down a little bit, concentrate more fish. That's all it does. It's better than those
that's all it does.
90 and 100,000 cubic feet per second dam releases we've been experiencing in the past. I'll take these little trickles. Won't hurt you.
No, it won't hurt a thing. So I will give you a report on those salty hundos.
Yeah, you like them?
That thing is incredible.
Pretty nice reel.
Yeah. Oh, good grief. I'm telling you, I just left the factory settings on it and turned it to 2.
Yeah, just adjust your counterweight on the side plate. That's what I did with mine.
And,
I mean,
it was right out there.
You can pull the spool out and mess with that other one, but, man, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Mine casted perfect right out of the box. I just turned it down. One of mine is on 2, and another one's on, like, 3.
Yeah. But
the more you break them in, the really, more you turn them loose, you know.
That centrifugal brake really works.
Yeah, it does.
Even when I'd get a little bit of a fuzz in my cast, it would just rip it right out of there.
One click will slow it way down, too. It's real sensitive.
Yep. So, I mean, I was getting pretty much more distance than I was getting with my TX2. I mean, I could, even with that wind at my back, I could still throw it to the side of the wind, you know.
You can move the brake up, you know, slow it down a little bit and throw into the wind, no problem. A couple of clicks, turn around and fire anything you want right into the wind with it. Well, this wind will be a little tough, but just keep it low.
Yeah, that's all you got to do.
That's what I do when I'm wade fishing. I almost sidearm it, man. Just keep it right above the water level. Fire it out there like a low fastball. It'll cut right through that wind.
Yep. Yep. And the soft plastic of choice yesterday was, anything white.
Anything white.
Yep. I could see down about 4 inches.
Oh, goodness.
It was stained, but it wasn't what you'd call really bad. It just had that, brown kind of color to it. But, over here you can get some really clear brown water. I mean,
You can get that brown stuff with a little clarity to it. And that's what I fished in the other day. It had a brown hue to it, but it was clear for about a foot, maybe a little over a foot.
Yeah.
And that tide was ripping so hard, and the dirtier it got, the more fish we caught. Explain that.
Sometimes it's that way. Yeah. And we had a booming high tide coming in yesterday.
Oh, yeah. It's been smoking in.
I'm telling you, it was up in the grass. But, hey, that's this time of year.
I know.
And, it's just that. And that's the first time I fished a high tide in a while.
Yeah, we've had a lot of low water this year since January.
Yes. And, the people came out yesterday. I guess they were all bored, and the wind didn't slow them down.
It's almost fishing season. They're flooding out, man. I've been hearing that from all my buddies that fish south of me and everything. They said, man, they're coming out of the woodwork.
Yeah, they were. And they were in every little pocket that you could hide in.
Yeah, I mean, with this kind of wind and weather, I mean, there's just only so many places to hide, and it's going to pile everybody up.
We really could not fish the open bay.
No.
You had to get in the mouth of a drain or somewhere.
Right.
Where the fish would come to you. And fishing down, wind was gusting so hard up at about 10 o'clock that I had to anchor up to fish. I mean, literally. It just was going down the shoreline, even tucked in against the shoreline was not an option. I mean, it was too much wind. So that was the story for yesterday.
Yeah.
But we did catch a nice flounder and lost another one, a big one. That thing, that was a rug. It got off, as they often do when you're fishing with lures.
I know.
You just don't get that hook. And sometimes I think that they're just holding on to it, and they're so tenacious that they won't let go.
Right.
And when they get right up to the boat, they do let go. They figure it out. It's like, oh, wait a minute, I'm in trouble here. And they turn loose and drop down to the bottom. But the catfishing trip was incredible.
Was it? Well, let's talk about that when I come back from this break. We'll discuss it.
All right.
All right, hang with me. I'm going to come right back to you, Bill. All right. Well, folks, if you're ready to hook into something big, it's time for the Matagorda Slam Fishing Tournament happening Friday, April 25th down in Matagorda, Texas. They're kicking things off Thursday night on the 24th. Join them for the captain's meeting in Calcutta dinner at Rusty Hook Ranch. Rudy's Barbecue, cold drinks, and it gives you a chance to get in on the action before the lines even hit the water. And then it's game on, safe light launch on Friday morning, and weigh-in is from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Matagorda Harbor, so bring your A-game, your best team, and your lucky rods. Entry is just $400 per team, and here's the best part. Your entry includes all-you-can-eat crawfish on Saturday at the legendary Matagorda Slam Crawfish Cook-Off, so proceeds benefit the Hookspit Junior Anglers Association. They're helping get more kids on the water and into the great outdoors. Spots are filling fast, so register today at matagordaslam.com. That's matagordaslam.com, and get ready to slam.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, 418. All right, Bill, we are back. We were going to talk some catfish.
All right. Yeah.
Was it good?
Yeah, that was a really good trip. I think we started off Tuesday afternoon and wound up with 43.
Mm-hmm.
And we fished 3 hours.
Dang.
By the time we put in up at the lake, it was like 4 o'clock.
Right.
and would run around the corner and got out on a flat that was anywhere from 9 to 6 foot, 5 foot, with a creek channel going through it.
Right.
And we just scattered them alongside of the creek channel out on the flats. You use a noodle with about a 6 to 8 foot piece of line with a bullet weight pinched on it and a circle hook. And, just regular old chicken hearts.
Chicken hearts.
And, yeah. But those fish, when we cleaned them, they were full of shad. Stuffed full of shad.
Dang.
Yeah. I mean, they were just puking them up. And of course, I think those blue cats usually are full of eggs right now.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, I mean, we had a couple of 5 to 6 pound blues, but most of them were channel cat, blue cat, mixed, anywhere from pound and a half up to about 3.
Yeah.
Perfect size fish. I mean,
that's some good eaters.
Oh, golly. We had, I think we caught 130 in an evening, a morning, and an evening.
My goodness.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. We filleted lots of catfish. And those Rayburn catfish are probably about as clean a tasting catfish as you'll ever catch.
Yeah, I bet they are.
It's always been that way.
That's the way the Conroe catfish are. Those Conroe catfish are delicious.
They're like that too. And anyway, it was we didn't catch any ops, but we didn't have live bait. You know,
no not channels, sure where the ops are right flats, now. Flatheads.
Yeah.
Pollywogs.
Yeah, we didn't catch anything like that. We didn't catch one pollywog. But it was we were busy. You know, 3 and 4 hours at a time.
Mm-hmm.
The second evening we just took off. We couldn't hack it. We were so busy working at it.
Yeah.
And 3 and 4 hours of hard fishing. Right, it's constantly moving the boat, and you see those old noodles stand up, go get him, you know.
Man.
They wave at you in the breeze, and it was really a good trip.
How do y'all make those noodles? You just put a piece of PVC pipe on the inside of them? Some people do that with a cap on each end.
Yeah. Ours were just open.
Oh, just open noodles? Yeah.
Yeah, just open on each end, and you don't have to, the foam noodle is going to take care of the floaty part of it.
The buoyancy of it, yeah.
Yeah, and if you get one that's looks like he's swam 200 yards.
Right.
Might better go get that one, because that's going to be a pretty good size fish.
Probably going to be a good one, huh?
Yeah, and it's funny how they'll do. Some of them will swim in different directions. It's like when they show up and come on those flats, they're feeding, and they may be feeding directionally. But if they get on the hook, they might wander off, you know, away from the pack, and you'll lose your noodle.
Yeah.
You know, we went there with 44 noodles and wound up getting 40 back. And we don't know where the other 4 went to. you just lose them sometimes. So it was a good trip, great trip. You know, just hanging out with the guys.
Yeah, well, that's good. It's good to do that every once in a while. Get off and do something different, man.
And, of course, we had a fish fry. We fished the first evening, and then we rolled around the next day and cleaned the fish, and we had lots of fillets. So we just had a big old fish fry. French fries, fried catfish, and tartar sauce. And had at it.
You got to have good tartar sauce.
Oh, yeah. I got a recipe for that, too. That's
it's got to be homemade. Man, that stuff you buy in a jar at the store, that's garbage.
I can't stand it.
I can't either. I won't even think about it. Nothing like fresh tartar sauce.
Yes, sir. I make a sweet one or a dill one.
With sweet relish.
Which everybody wants. Yeah. And I like my wife makes up some candied jalapeno called Cowgirl Candy.
Uh-huh.
It's a mild jalapeno. And there's nothing wrong with Bucky's candied jalapenos.
Right.
You scoop some of that out of the jar and chop it up real fine on a cutting board. And a little bit of minced onion about, for a bowl of tartar sauce, you need about a tablespoon, or if you like a little more onion, a heaping tablespoon of minced onion. Just grate it.
Yeah, grate it.
And that way you get all the good juice and all that, and it mixes real well in the mayo.
Mm-hmm.
And then use a little bit of Chef Paul Prudhomme's Black and Redfish Magic sprinkle in there, because it's not too salty. Tony Sacheri's is okay, but
it's just too salty. You can't use much of it.
It tends to be too salty. So
you want to get the spice and everything out of it. You have to use so much, and then you have too much salt.
Yeah, that's right. And, mayo's salty anyway, so you got to be careful with that. But, I like Chef Paul Prudhomme's Black and Redfish Magic, or Seafood Magic. They're both pretty much the same. You mix a little bit of that in there and a lot of black pepper. And, oh, man. Oh, shoot.
Yep. Good fish fry, man.
Yeah, buddy.
Fresh fish. Only way to go.
Oh, we throw some onion rings in there, just not breaded, but just onion rings.
Yeah, just cook them
and
in the grease.
Fry them in there. Yeah, and that's really good, too.
Well, it adds flavor to your grease, onions. Too.
Yeah, it does. And I don't use anything on my fish except salt and black pepper. That way you don't cover up the flavor of that fine fish. I'm not a big fan of garlic and all that stuff.
No,
Cajun mixes.
And people have gone crazy with garlic on these crawfish boils, too. They'll dump all these huge jars of minced garlic in there, and it's just, it's all you taste when you eat the crawfish. I'm going, what in the world?
Right.
Man.
Yeah, the trick to doing crawfish right is getting enough salt on them.
Yeah.
That's the trick. And then, you can use plenty of red pepper,
Yeah, before they had all these mixes, that you can buy in the bag, the powder. We just used to use salt and cayenne pepper.
Yeah.
And then a little bit of, the liquid boil. And that was it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, man, some of them get them way too garlicky and salty.
Yeah.
I eat a load of crawfish, chow down on them, and I'm up all night drinking water, man, from all the salt. Jeez.
you got to get your salt content right. It needs to be pretty salty, but not over the top.
No, I've had some. It'll just, it's like they boiled them in the Great Salt Lake. Or Baffin Bay water. One or the other. Or all of the above. All right, Bill. Well, hey, man, I'm glad you had a good trip up to Rayburn and caught you a few trout when you got home. And, hey, life is good, huh?
Life is good. I'll be busy next week. Should have a good report for you. Hopefully I don't get rained out.
Well, hopefully, we got to look at next week. It's kind of iffy looking. Rain-wise, we'll see. All right, buddy. Well, somebody wants to call you about coming over and hooking up with you. How do they get a hold of you?
409-673-9211.
All right, my friend. Well, you have a good one, and always good talking to you, Bill.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. See you, man. All right, that's Bill Watkins over at Sabine Lake. Well, hey, anglers, you ready to hook into something big? It's time for the Matagorda Slam fishing tournament. That's happening April 25th on a Friday down in Matagorda, Texas. They're kicking things off Thursday night, April 24th. You can join them at the captain's meeting and Calcutta dinner. That'll be at Rusty Hook Ranch, Rudy's Barbecue, cold drinks, and a chance to get in on the action before the lines even hit the water. Then it's game on. Friday morning, safe light launch, weigh in from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Matagorda Harbor, so bring your A game, your best team, and your lucky rods. Entry is just $400 per team, and here's the best part. Your entry includes an all-you-can-eat crawfish dinner on Saturday at the legendary Matagorda Slam Crawfish Cook-Off. Proceeds benefit the Hookspit Junior Anglers Association. They're helping get more kids on the water and into the great outdoors. Spots are filling fast. Register today at matagordaslam.com. That's matagordaslam.com, and get ready to slam.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. Fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 4:34 here in the Bayou City. Let's go check in with Richard Tosh, the fish dude up on Lake Conroe. Morning, Richard. What's up, man?
That wind is up, Mickey. You know that. Good night. I'll tell you what. That is crazy. That dang wind yesterday, I couldn't even catch a hybrid because it was blowing so dang hard.
Man.
Got out there and tried to get on one of those spots where I figured there'd be some of them out there. Saw a few of them, but the dang waves were good 3 footers out there, and I dropped that trolling motor in the water, and it wouldn't kick down off a high, and it's like, you got to be kidding me. So And then they start rolling over the front. And then I said, well, I better look and see how strong this wind is. It's sitting there saying it's gusting like 31. It's like, good night. There ain't no way. Yeah. So that was just crazy. So we went ahead and got on some catfish and tried to stay on them rascals. But, man, everywhere we went, all the other boats, the ski boats and the jet skis were trying to hide from that wind, too. So everybody was ganging up in the calm spots. And that's difficult, but, oh, well. We caught a few of them anyway, so it ain't no big deal. But yesterday morning we was bass fishing a little bit, and I didn't want to get out in that dang wind at all with it. But, man, I'll tell you what, those rascals were doing pretty decent. I mean, we caught several nice ones, jumped off quite a few of them. We had four or five that jumped off on us on a little old spinner bait. So it's, those fish just hanging in that grass. So get out there on top of it and go to chunking whatever you want to chunk. I'm still throwing that glide bait, trying to catch one on it. I ain't got one on it yet, but I'm going to get there. It's a different bait, that's for dang sure, and it'll work you over. I know that. It'll give you a good workout, because I'm just chunking it and just trying to figure out a good rhythm for it to get into. And I think it's like a 2-ounce bait or something like that, or maybe even a 3-ounce bait. So you go to chunking a 3-ouncer. It don't sound like a lot, but you keep chunking it for a while, you start to feel it, and it's like, okay. But that's, with that grass doing what it is, I figure, I can get right up on top of it. Because right now in a lot of spots, it's kind of some areas it's about 2 feet under the surface and scattered out a little bit. In other areas, it's already starting to mat up on the surface. So, we've been trying frogs in it and all kinds of dang stuff. I still can't get them to hit a dang frog. I don't know why, but it's, the grass looks right for a frog, but I just can't get them to hit the dang thing. So I don't know and we started, we fished in some lily pads and stuff like that yesterday. And some of them were too thick to catch a fish out of. Other ones were scattered, and we caught a couple of small ones out of it, but it still couldn't get them to hit a dang worm. So it was just crazy. I mean, a dang frog. So it was just crazy how they wouldn't hit it, but we'd get them hit a wacky worm and throw that tap out there, rigged wacky style, and then them rascals would hit it. So it's crazy, And then I threw that shad assassin at him a little bit and jerked it around, I couldn't get a bite on it either. But go throw a pop-R out there, and boom, they nail it. It was weird how they were biting it. But I had one, still jumping them rascals off. I had one probably about, he's about five and a half pounds, jumped off yesterday on that topwater bait. And then like I say, they jumping off on that spinner bait too. But the guys I was fishing with, they weren't, one of them was from up north. One of them never really fished before. So it was all spinning rods and light action spinning rods. Well, that's, you gotta kind of lean into them on those with a spinner bait. And they, whenever they hit, and they just kind of keep on winding, so they never really did get a hook in them anyway. So, but it had some nice fish on them, so I can't complain. That's the thing. So I just need to start catching them on Tuesdays. I mean, good night. That Tuesday night stuff is killing me. Them dang things just keep jumping off on me, and it's like, you got to be kidding me, because like this last Tuesday, got out there and had, had one about 4.5-5 pounds, he pulled off, and another one jumped off, and it's like, you got to be kidding me. And that's chunking crankbaits, because I went to, on Tuesday, I went to throwing some deep crankbaits, because when I was crappie fishing, started catching a few bass out of them brush piles. So I figured, well, heck, if they're in there, I'm gonna start chunking some baits that'll move through there and get them. And even tried to Carolina rig a little bit, but just didn't. They never get a bite on it, so it's one of those things where you just kind of do what you do and experiment and try what you think is going to work. Sometimes it works good, sometimes it don't work worth a flip. But it's one of those things where you just keep on winding and keep trying different things, because like that Carolina rig bite, it's going to start up here probably in June. It'll probably get real good, you know, when those fish really get moved in the offshore stuff and get out there a little bit deeper and all that good stuff. And just kind of drag it around and move it, you know, move it around pretty slow and stuff like that. And then, you know, it's just a matter of waiting on those fish to pretty much move off the beds and quit protecting that fry and stuff like that. So as they start to get out there, they'll get bigger and bigger, and it'll get more fun, you know. But then they'll get on that crankbait bite too pretty good. When they get on it, that's gonna be a blast, because when they get on that crankbait bite, it's just a blast. You get out there chunking, and all of a sudden, as you're winding it along, that rascal, it just comes to a dead stop, and you get a big one on it. You know, that's one of the things. One of the things I've always noticed about the bass is typically your bigger ones always hit moving baits. I don't know why they do that. You know, unless you're sight fishing them, you know, every one of the big ones I've ever caught have always been on a moving bait. Like, it, you know, it'd be a crankbait, it could be a chatterbait, it could be a buzz bait, but it's always a moving bait, you know. So it's
our fish right now are like that. They're wanting a lot of action on, especially fishing soft plastics with jig heads. I mean,
yes,
straight retrieve, you can catch a few if you're in them real good, but if you want to really get a lot of bites, catch a lot of fish right now, they want a lot of action on it, because that's what they're doing. They're gorging on shad and glass minnows right now, and they're used to a lot of movement. And that's what they're zoned in on. Anything moving, they're jumping on it.
Exactly. So it's like one of them yesterday when we got him in the boat, he had a shad that he spit up, you know, while we were pulling him in. So, you know, that's what they're doing. They're just eating all those shad. You know, we hit some bulkhead stuff too early, and them dang, you know, got going along there and just, you know, like I say, throwing them spinner baits and stuff along the bulkhead. I threw that glide bait along there too, but man, them catfish were up there pretty dang thick. You know, it was one of them things. Them catfish are up there on them bulkheads pretty good right now. So it's, I think we saw probably 8 or 10 of them while we're fishing along there for them bass. And kept expecting a hybrid to jump up there and grab one of them baits we was chucking at them too, but never did. So it's one of them things.
They're probably settled in and pretty established now, where the water temperature is not dropping anymore. It's just staying stable and warmer.
Yes.
That's only going to get better and better, man.
You know what? As long as we can get out there with that dang wind, boy, I'll tell you what, that's, like I say, it was going so hard yesterday. It's like, I don't even know what the heck I was thinking. And I told those guys, I said, you know, if I had a bass trip this afternoon, it would be canceled, because there's no way you can't get around. I mean, not in that bass boat anyway.
Pinned down.
Yeah. And I like being able to move some, you know, it's not, you know, when, especially with the grass in so many different areas on the lake, the bass are just all in it. I mean, it's crazy how many fish are in all that grass.
Yeah.
You know, but it's, and there's,
yeah, that's a good thing about Rayburn this time of year. When you pull all this wind, you can pick out one of them big giant protected coves at Rayburn and spend all day. You know,
absolutely. And it's full of fish.
It's hard to do at Conroe, you know?
Yeah. Cause there's nothing real big, and everybody wants to pile up in the same area.
Everybody's in the same place.
Yeah,
we'll slip in here and get out of the wind. There won't be anybody in here. And you look up.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Everybody's there.
It's a parking lot.
Exactly. That's exactly right. But that's, you know, you're right about Rayburn. I mean, it's got so many coves, and you know, that's like with me, every time I'm over there and the wind gets to blowing hard, I'll just pick up and go from one end to the other in the truck, and because you can launch it any, like you can launch at Castle Boykins if the wind's out of the east or the west,
right?
It's north or south, you go down to Powell Park and you can get in. You can go into Five Fingers over there and put in at that little ramp over there, and you can spend a week in Five Fingers.
Will and I spent 2 days in Five Fingers one time, and
yep.
You know, one day it was okay, but the next day they lit off. I mean, we got a pattern on them fish. I don't know how many bass we caught that day. Spent all day in Five Fingers, never moved.
I know it. I mean, that's amazing.
But you didn't want to leave there. I mean, you look like out on a main lake, man. It was cranking so hard. It was giant waves out there. Wasn't bad.
It gets giant.
I mean, I wouldn't even want to do that in my big Kenner or your Pathfinder.
I heard that. I tell you what, I've been out there on the Rayburn before where I'd run from the dam all the way up to Veatch, and then the wind start blowing. And then you look out there and you go, oh my gosh, I got to get back. And it's, you know, you're talking about waves that are as big as your boat blowing out there.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's just crazy. Big time. I mean, I guarantee
waves,
you,
man.
And I've done that enough. I don't like it.
I don't like that anymore.
It's horrible whenever you get that big wave over the front and dump in about 1,000 gallons of water.
At my age anymore, I'm a comfort fisherman now.
You and me both. You and me both. That's why I tell everybody, see, I'm going to get that new bass boat here probably in about October. Go from this 20-footer to back to my 21-foot. Get out of that little fast boat and get back into the more comfortable boat.
A little bit more comfort. Yeah, buddy.
Yes,
and a
sir.
Foot makes a lot of difference on them bass boats.
It really does. People don't understand how much difference it does make, but it is a tremendous difference. There's no doubt. And it's
all right,
you can handle.
Well, hey man, I'm pressed for time this morning. I got to run, Richard. If somebody wants to call you about coming up and fishing catfish, bass, crappie, whatever, man, give them some info, brother.
All right, Mickey, anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, my friend. Richard, have a good day. Good talking to you. Be safe.
Yes, sir. Y'all have fun.
Later. All right, man. All right, let's run down Matagorda way now. Let's check in with Captain Charlie P. this morning. Hey, Charlie, what's up, bud?
Hey, man.
What's going
on? Not much. Well, I had boat fishermen today, and we decided to pick another day.
Wise man.
Yeah.
Tommy went through that the other day, man, fishing that wind out of a boat, and he was a little disgruntled.
Yeah. We went west yesterday and wading, and the wind was not an issue. It's just you could tell that you should be there in the afternoon and not in the morning.
Right. Yeah. Backside of the full, man.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. So I saw plenty of glass minnows, but I never saw any balled up, you know. That happens in the afternoon.
So. Yes, because the fish ball them up. Fish get active, and they start pushing them around. You know, and getting to what you're talking about, the afternoon deal, you know, I'm around the house yesterday, and all the birds and the squirrels and everything got real active about 3 o'clock. Didn't see them all day long. So that tells you.
I don't know. We fished till about 2 o'clock and I could tell when we were leaving that it was just about
it
to
was
get right.
To go off. Yep.
Yeah. We found one, big school of reds balled up and about a foot of, mud and shell and, mm-hmm. I saw them off in the distance, and I told my guys, if you want them, go get them. I'm not going over there. So they came back with four reds, and we only caught one other trout. That tide was low in the morning, and it was an afternoon fishing day, there's no doubt.
No doubt.
And the wind was not a factor down there. When you get back to the mainland, that's when you could really tell it was windy.
Yes, sir.
So, typical April fishing. Typical. But it was good to get back down there and look around and know that there is hope. But I never saw one porpoise anywhere. That's another key that fish weren't eating. So
right.
It's April.
Yes, it is.
Yep.
But, you know, I've had a lot worse Aprils than we're having this year.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Now I got five trips the latter part of next week.
Good Friday, man. I've had more bad Good Fridays than good ones, I can tell you that.
Yeah. I know. I know. So I didn't see many fish at the cleaning table when I came back, and but with that kind of wind, and you got to deal with fishing out of the boat, it's a tough go.
Yeah, it's tough enough waiting, you know, with a bite the way it is.
Yeah,
and I mean, this kind of weather, waiting's it. I mean, that's what you got to do if you really want to lean on some fish. You got to get in the water.
Right.
Gotta do it.
So. We'll get back at it next week and see what happens. See if this rain will let us get through it.
Yeah, I don't know what we're gonna do. It looks a little iffy. There's a pretty good chance of rain all week long, basically. You know, you got tomorrow and then you got Monday morning, and then Tuesday you got a 40%. Wednesday 70%, Thursday 40%, so could be a wet week. Depends on how much this system develops.
Could be. It could be a good fishing week. You don't know unless you go.
That's it.
You don't know unless you go.
Put your gear on and get after it. As long as there's no severe lightning and all that, I don't play that no more.
Yeah,
I've used up all my luck, brother. I'm not taking any chances.
No doubt. No doubt.
Kind of like running these boats in the fogs. How lucky do you feel?
Oh, man. I cringe.
Well, you know, you're aware of what you're doing. You know what you're doing, but it's the other guy you got to worry with. You know, just like those boat wrecks and the one in Alabama and the one in North Carolina back on Wednesday. Man.
Now, that bass boat, that was one of the tournament guys?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, both of them were in tournaments, the North Carolina one and the Alabama incident.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's a shame. That is a shame.
But, I mean, it just, that's what I worry about with Conroe. You know, Richard up there is all, you know, he keeps us filled in on the traffic, and then with a holiday weekend coming, like pleasure boaters and jet skiers riding around in the calmer water yesterday where everybody's fishing. All it takes is one little mistake. That's all it takes.
Yep. Yeah, I worry about it with all these young kids that have all these fast boats. So that's a worry, no doubt.
Yes, it is. Without a doubt, brother.
Yep.
All right, Charlie P. Well, I thought I'd check in, see what was up, and we'll see what this weather does, see how next week materializes, and go from there.
Yep.
All right, man. Throw them out a number. Somebody wants to call you about fishing.
713-725-2401.
All right, Charlie. Good talking to you. Have a good weekend. Happy Easter to you, brother.
Take care, Mickey. Same back.
Later, man. All right. Well, the 36th annual CCA Texas Star Tournament, that's right around the corner. That'll kick off Memorial Day weekend, and it's brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. Sign up today and take advantage of up to $1.9 million in prizes and scholarships for inshore and offshore divisions. With all the tagged redfish released in inshore waters, that gives you a real good shot at winning a truck and boat package, and you can fish for other species like gaff top, drum, and sheephead. You can offshore fish for great prizes when you catch red snapper, ling, dolphin, and kingfish. So go to startournament.org for rules, entry, and prize information. And the CCA Star Tournament is brought to you by great sponsors like Mercury Marine, Lone Star, Hawk Power Polaris, Mouty Boats, Texas Fish and Game Magazine, ABC 13, Cryptek, and Coastline Trailers. So go to startournament.org, call 713-626-4222, and get signed up today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks, and now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.